Sith, the final frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 17. Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, spreading the Commodore love, as always, from Copenhagen, Denmark. Whether you're a new listener or you tuned in before, welcome aboard. On today's show, I finally get to talk properly. I've been suffering from the flu for most of the week, really, so that explains why I haven't been getting back to you earlier on. Lots of music on today's show, 6 cuts in total, a new album release, and of course, looking back at the Copenhagen Retro concert that was on November 5th, plus a guy I met at the CD Bar back in July turns in his first C64 remix. But first, kicking off today's show from the Commodore 64, from 1991, it's Jeroen Tel's A Rubicon. Jeroen Tel there, Rubicon from 1991. Time for the news. First up is, of course, the new Visa Roster album is out, and it's just as good as the first one. They stick to the formula from the first album, which is to say that it's partly pure a cappella and partly vocal work with some instruments in the background. Very much recommended that one. You can shop it over at c64audio.com for £9.99 plus postage, or directly from the band at live.se/visa, V-I-S-A, and that's €14.90, including postage. You can get 30-second clips from 8 out of the 18 tracks over at c64audio.com, and the full version of Trust, which I also played on the last episode of the C64 Takeaway, has graciously been uploaded to RKO by the band, so be sure to check that one out. Also, on November 12th, Danish National Radio did a 15-minute segment on the Copenhagen Retro Concert. Now, we're going to speak, well, I'm going to speak a lot more about that one later on. For now, this item, they did, as I said, they did a 15-minute segment on the Retro Concert, and that got aired on a program called Hard Disken the following Saturday. They talked to both Søren and Theo from Press Play on Tape about the about setting up the Copenhagen Retro Concert and how it's come to be that you could pack 300 people into a venue in Copenhagen for this. So that's very good. If you don't understand Danish, you can just listen to it all the same and just leave it playing until they start interviewing Rob Hubbard and Jeroen Till. So you should be able to make that out. Now, I had actually been considering playing you a few clips from that segment, but then I decided against it. I decided I wouldn't give the Danish Broadcasting Corporation an excuse to have a swing at me, even though it would have sort of evened the score, as they never bothered to ask anyone for permission to use a couple of C64 remixes for backing tracks on one of their television programs, as I reported on an earlier episode of the podcast. I will, however, have a link to it in the show notes so you can tune in yourself and hear Rob Hubbard answer questions like what kind of process was it back then to compose music for computer games, and also to hear how he feels about all these young people taking up retro computer music, as well as Jeroen Till's thoughts on the music, both the original chiptunes and the modern interpretation. It does require Windows Media Player, though. Oh, hang on, ladies and gentlemen, I've just been given a piece of paper. Let me just see what it says. It says, don't mention Audio Hijack Pro, M-Player, NetTransport, or any other piece of software that will enable people to snatch a copy of this radio segment and keep it on their hard drives forever and ever. That note can't have been for me, so out the window that one goes. Right, it's time once again to play some music. Coming up now, we've got DJ Mitch, Wings of Fury Orchestral, based on a set by Chris Hadlight that was done in 1990. It's, like the title suggests, it's orchestral, but it's also military orchestral. Here it comes. DJ Mitch there, Wings of Fury Orchestral. I don't know about you folks, but it certainly gave me a hankering for, whiskey, haggis, deep-fried Mars bars. Next up, we've got a new remix from O2. This is Monty on the Run. O2 there, Monty on the Run, complete with the signature O2 sample somewhere hidden in the mix. See if you can spot it next time you hear it, next time you listen to it, excuse me. Right, I promised you people I would talk about the Copenhagen Retro Concert earlier on the show. So here goes. On Friday we had the informal meetup, seeing as a lot of people touched down on Copenhagen on the Friday, the event was on Saturday, they thought we should meet up and go have a few pints and just generally hang around and have fun, and we did that. For some reason, the discussion at one point turned to, of all things, Beach Boys-styled synths and remixes. I mentioned Street Surfer, both the synth and the remix by Q that I've played on an earlier episode of the podcast, and DHS of the Soundwave was there, Ciao Gallo. He whipped out his iPack running Pocket Synth, and he had the entire high-voltage synth collection on the expansion card, so within long, we were all listening to the Street Surfer synth by David Whittaker in the pub. I'll, of course, have a link to Pocket Synth up in the show notes. DHS says that Pocket Synth has its problems, but it plays around 80% of these synths, which is, I suppose, not bad for a program that is still at version 0.74 when I checked it earlier today. On Saturday was, of course, the main event, and what an event that was. I'd just like to take the chance to, say, to press play on tape and all their trusty minions. Great job, guys. I really enjoyed myself. The setup included, of course, Visa Ruster with a guest appearance by the C64 Mafia, Access Denied, Finnish Rockers. I've played one of their tracks before. They did a very good set, and I got in touch with them afterwards and told them to do some more recordings, because right now they've only got two tracks that are both sitting on RKO. That's, of course, remix.quet.org. The Bubble Bubble tune that they played was even complete with bubbles that were blown out over the audience by Jesper from Press Play on Tape. Next up was Rob Hubbard and Mark Knight, and then followed by a surprise thing. It was the Propaganda Protesters of Tranquility, or something like that. Definitely something of Tranquility. You would probably guess it. Propaganda Protesters of Tranquility, PPOT, Press Play on Tape. Yeah, you're right. That was a Press Play on Tape, joined by John Hare from Sensible Software, who composed the very well-known Amiga tune called Cannon Fodder, and that was exactly what they were performing. Only that they were playing it on various game controllers, so that was great fun. Then, of course, there was Stuck in the 80s, Press Play on Tape, as you'd imagine, and an encore with Press Play on Tape, joined by Mark Knight and Rob Hubbard. And after the concerts there, Jerome Tell came on stage and DJed some synths with drums blended in live afterwards. Well, live they were on a computer, but it sounded absolutely excellent. So hopefully I'll get Jeroen to get me a recording of that, so you can hear get a taste for what he sounds like when he's DJing live. That was very nice. The set lists, the complete set lists, will I'll of course have a link to them in the show notes, or rather I'll have a link to a thread over on remix64.com where the set lists have been published. The show was, of course, transmitted live on Slay Radio, but according to Slaygon, there's no plans to have a downloadable MP3 available anytime soon. So if you were there during the transmission, great. And if you weren't, you were missing out. And if you were only present on the radio feed, you were missing quite a bit as well, because that means that you weren't at the concert. There's been a few photo galleries up with pictures from the event, and I'll of course have a link to those as well on the show side. An interesting little tidbit is that the Press Play on Tape website over at pressplayontape.com now has a poll saying, are you going to Copenhagen Retro Concert 2006 if it happens? And I can only take that as a kind of sign that they are But they thought it went very well, and they might even be interested in repeating it all next year. So if they do that, order tickets real early, because this last one, it's sold out in less than a week. But don't order tickets until I've got one, okay? Thank you. Right, time for some more music. This time it's a remix of a game, a very famous game. In fact, it's the one game that has more remixes made of it. It's subtunes than any other game. And I haven't played any remixes from it yet. I really don't know how that's possible, seeing as the odds are of accidentally bumping into one is pretty high when you've just got your playlist on shuffle. It is, of course, Last Ninja. This particular version is done by Sonic Remedy, also known as Surflow, also known as Florian Landl. This is My Last Ninja, originally as said by Rein Ohand in 1991.
Wherever he may be, he'll be there. Doctor? Where are you? I'm lonely, but I'm waiting for you.
Right, that was Florian Landl first, Surflow there with, or Sonic Remedy with Last Ninja, or rather My Last Ninja, followed by Putzi, Underground, Feel the Warmth, originally said by Chris Ammermüller, also known as Beat Machine, done back in 1989. Right, it's almost time to go for this particular episode. Before we leave you, the usual practical information. The show site is over at www.slayradio.org/podcast. That's www.slayradio.org/podcast. Where you can, of course, find show notes and links to everything featured on today's show. Email to podcast@slayradio.org. And don't forget to show your appreciation over on podcastalley.com and podcastpickle.com. It's time to end today's show. So I want you to throw a couple of logs on the fireplace. Kill the electric lights. Pour yourself a generous dram of your favorite beverage. Sink into your comfiest chair. Look at the rain outside. And pretend you're in a David Lynch movie. Based on the 1988 said by Jonathan Dunn. This is remix newcomer Tress with RoboCop Rainy Day Renegade. I will see you guys next time. Take care. Stay subscribed. Bye bye. Thank you.